Today we are concluding our Lenten homily series called Crossroads. This Lent, we have been talking about the roads to the cross, and that really all of life's roads lead there. And on that journey to the cross, God is constantly taking care of us along the way, especially with the sacraments of reconciliation and the Holy Eucharist. But the roads to the cross don't just dump us there and leave us. Life's roads continue through the cross to the end game, to the goal. And St. Paul, in the second reading today, explains to us a little bit about that end game, what the goal of that journey towards the cross really is. Paul says, "Forget what lies behind, strain forward to what lies ahead, continue the pursuit of the goal." And what is the goal? He says it is being conformed to the death of Jesus, so that we might attain the resurrection from the dead. Being conformed to the death of Jesus, so that we might attain the resurrection from the dead. That is why we all must journey towards the cross, because the cross and the resurrection are intimately united together. We have to pass through the crosses of this life, just as Jesus endured his cross, to arrive at the resurrection. And St. Paul is all too aware of this process in his own life. The letter to the Philippians is one of Paul's later writings. And we see as Paul gets a little bit older, he recognizes the struggles within himself. We think of St. Paul as this great saint who probably did nothing wrong. But Paul is very aware of his personal limitations, of his own mistakes. And how if he wants to be conformed to Christ, he's going to have to be converted. He's going to have to change. Paul is aware of the struggle within all of us as human beings on the road to the cross, that there will be times when we stumble, and we call those stumbles sins. Paul says, "I continue my pursuit in hope that I might possess the resurrection from the dead." It's not a foregone conclusion, but it is his firm and strong hope. While we are still alive in this body, we have a lot of conversion left to go through. Paul recognizes everything other than knowing Christ as rubbish, as trash, that has to be gotten or done away with in his life. In the gospel today, we run into a number of people who still have a long way to go to be converted. The woman who is caught in adultery, a grievous sin against the Ten Commandments, one that merited the highest punishment or strictest punishment in the law of Moses. But then we have the scribes and the other religious leaders. They have been on the hunt, obviously, against this woman. They caught her in this compromising position. They think themselves better than her. But the crowd and the woman, they don't expect what happens when they go to Jesus. The woman probably expected to be stoned. The crowd expected the Lord to give a harsh punishment. They were trying to catch him in a trap. But Jesus just bends down and starts writing in the dust. And the gospel doesn't tell us what he writes. I think that's always a very interesting detail, why they left that out. And it's been a sort of a source of some speculation in biblical scholarship. St. Augustine says that Jesus was writing the sins of the religious leaders on the ground in the dust. And that's why they leave one by one, starting with the older ones who would have had more sins. But the point is that everyone stands before God in need of conversion. This woman, these religious leaders, stand in front of Jesus, and they are in need of conversion. The religious leaders leave. They can't be bothered. But the woman stays. She has her sins forgiven. But there's just one condition. It's not really even a condition. It's sort of like a caveat. Jesus says, go and sin no more. It is true that Jesus loves us just as we are right this minute. But he loves us too much to leave us there. He wants to bring us to a deeper place. As Paul says in his letter, to be conformed to Christ. He wants us to be conformed more to him. And to do that, we must sin no more. Put aside those things that get in the way of our relationship with God. The woman encounters Jesus and her life is transformed. We too are meant to encounter the Lord and have our lives transformed. The road to the cross is a road of transformation, transforming our lives to be more and more like Christ. And that means we too have to get rid of everything that stands in our relationship with him. Imagine if we took seriously what St. Paul said, that everything else in his life other than knowing Christ is rubbish, is garbage, something that could be gotten rid of. That is a tremendous conforming of our lives to Christ. That is why, once we encounter the Lord, once we grow in our love for him, we want to sin no more. So today, as we wrap up these Sundays of Lent before we get into Holy Week, we might ask ourselves, are we living for the end game? Are we living with our goal in mind? Do we count everything else in our life as so much rubbish as compared to knowing Christ? And what needs to be gotten away with? What needs to be cast aside in order that our lives might be conformed more and more to the Lord? The next time that we see the cross unveiled will be on Good Friday. We will look upon the Lord there on that cross, emptied of everything, inviting us to grow closer to him, to be conformed to him. How will we respond? Today, as we walk with Jesus, soon on the events of Holy Week to the resurrection, we recognize that we are a work in progress, just as St. Paul saw that in his own life. And that the command to go and sin no more is true for us as it was true for that woman. My friends, all of life's roads lead to the cross, but that is not something to be afraid of, because always on the other side of the cross is the resurrection.